Hello, my friend.
Hi, Abram.
How are you feeling?
Grateful. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. I'm always well. To be unwell is to be uncreative. And to be uncreative is to not acknowledge how you affect, cause, and create reality. And that leads to a misunderstanding of what reality really is, being a part of you. So when people say they are unwell, don't feel too good. They cheat themselves out of creating brilliance for their reality. That is all I have to say. Now, my friends,
can I say something?
Go absolutely, go ahead.
I like to say creativity fuels the soul.
Creativity, and I would like to say creativity fuels the soul, and the soul creates the reality.
There we go.
All right. Now, my friends know about me. Of course they do. They have seen me, heard me, many times. Many of them don't know you. So today, I will hand it over to you and have you express yourself and tell us all about who you are, what you do, and why you do it. So, take it away.
I just want to say thank you for asking who I am.
Absolutely.
Thank you for our time right now, and thank you for everyone tuning in. So, with a big smile on my face, I would say I'm a mother. I am living in Southern California. I'm an adult and child integrative psychiatrist. And I would say at this point, I practice what I'm calling universe medicine. If you'd like to know a little bit more about what that means to me, I can tell you.
Absolutely.
So at this moment of now, which I believe the only moment we have is right now, my sensory perception and how I bridge my Western medicine training and what I do with all my clients, patients, and my shows is I bridge as much as I can Western, Eastern, holistic, all the tools in the toolbox for being well, for being creative, for feeling good. And we're living in a time in history where you have a lot of media that's very fear-driven instead of creative-driven or love-driven. And so in the work I do, I use my humble sort of Western medicine training, which to me doesn't do it all. So for me, you have to have all kinds of tools, like going outside in nature, picking the nutrition for yourself, making sure you have fun. If you're doing well, figuring out a way you can put a smile or affect others in a positive way. I think we've talked before, you and I, on a different show about the importance of all sentient beings. If we have pets, they can bring such wellness. So I really practice universe medicine, which is holistic, but it also, when I say universe medicine, it's also being open to the multiverse, open to scientific method, open to different discussions in consciousness, and open to working with all different types of sentient beings in the universe that are for the ascension and allowing others to be creative. So it's really a bridge. I'm a bridge doctor. And there's more I can say about examples of the work I've done, but I just wanted to give that little input and see what you had to say.
All right, you mentioned pets. I tell people, if you have a pet, if you have a dog, watch your dog, because you can learn a lot from your dog and about your dog, because dogs don't judge. They don't judge, so that means they live in the moment only. They are not aware of time, as people know time to exist, so they are in the moment only. They operate on instinct, which people do also, but not that much nowadays because times have gotten crazy, but that is for another time. Dog's consciousness is actually higher than a human being's consciousness because they don't judge. They live in the moment only. They take care of themselves, their families, whether their families be their brothers and sisters or their parent family, they take care of all of that. They just exist in the now. If people would do that, there would be no wars, less trying to control each other and everything and all the rest. That is all I have to say about that. So please continue, my friend.
Well, I want to express gratitude and also kind of gratitude for being here with you, but also I want to empower people who are tuning in to learn how to get quiet and listen to their own intuition. Because one of the ways I was fortunate enough to meet Tom Massari and yourself, Abram, is I heard Tom's voice one time. Maybe you and I can discuss this from a sensory perception. I heard his voice say one sentence, and I had never met him. And my own inner voice, which is sort of accessing, I would say, the consciousness grid or how we can discuss it, you and I, it was like, I already know him. So I'm wondering if you and I together, one of the gifts I feel like I have as a mother and as a universe medicine doctor and content creator is empowering people to be in the moment of now, listen to their own voice, and then take action. Because if I hadn't said, oh my goodness, I already know Tom Massari, I already know, I would not have met you. So I'm wondering if we can talk about that when people can really get quiet and be in the moment and they get their own version of downloads, whether it's a clear knowing, clear feeling. I wonder if we could talk about different levels of sensory perception and how you would receive these statements I just made.
People talk about getting downloads of information all the time. Oh, I've gotten downloads today. Yesterday was filled with downloads. I got downloads all day long. Downloads are when people use their intuition. Their intuition sparks ideas. Ideas spark and eventually become possibilities, which become probabilities, which become reality. If people would really listen to themselves, things on your planet Earth would be a lot different than they are now in your present terms of time. But people listen to other people, and people let other people tell them what to do, what not to do, what to eat, what not to eat, when to sleep, when not to sleep, how to sleep, how not to sleep, what their job is, what their job is not, and all the rest. This is all about control. When people listen to themselves, they cannot be controlled, because then they function with their own inner knowing, which is really the energy that they are. So people need to, or they can, if they want to, begin recognizing themselves as energy and not just a mere physical human being who is just going through their day doing what they have been told to do and how to do it and how not to do it. What do you think about that?
I completely concur. And I'd like to just take it one step further about energy. And when I talk about practicing universe medicine, so my understanding is that for all sentient beings, we're all energy, and that words, thoughts, and actions carry energy and carry power. And the more we stay in our creative space and come from a place of non-judgment, the more we go deeper within and we can feel well, and then it creates a ripple effect for all sentient beings.
Words. Words are just words. A word is an assemblance of letters. This is all words are. People categorize words. They label words. They use words in different ways, and they avoid certain words. Words are just words. People do the same thing with other people. As you know by now, they categorize people. They label people. They separate themselves from people because, well, some people are just not good. Some people are all right. So this is the way they live their lives. Words are just words. If people would stop labeling things, they can then understand that there is only one language. And that language is sound. And how you say the words that you are saying. When you talk to a dog does not understand you when you say, well, I am going your way. I will be back in a little while, so you have a nice day and take a nap. They don't understand the words. But the way that you sound the words, the dog will understand, because the dog will understand your energy. Think about how your dog reacts when you don't feel good. The dog will stay with you because it is trying to heal you. When you are mad, the dog understands that energy because of the tone of your voice. People can do the same thing dogs do. They just need to listen to themselves a bit more. This is what I think. What do you think, my friend?
And just when I hear this, I think about being present. So I'm listening to you, and it's also the intentionality of the way someone says the words, which is in agreement regarding sound. And then what I also wanted to get back to is the question you asked me about who am I? So yes. And I call it like the earth costume, because I feel like when I'm no longer in this earth look of the Dr. Denise, that my energy will keep going. And so one of the passions I have in the way I work with my patients and the way I do interviews is looking at what else someone else's sensory perception is of what their physical well-being is, but then also how they understand their own energy. And what I found is when you're like a scientific explorer and you keep an open mind, you have a deeper, deeper understanding of the universe, a deeper understanding of consciousness. But then it almost becomes, we make it complex, but it's really simple. It's really all about energy and love. And so my new evolving understanding is that everything's not as we seem, that it's very much an illusion. So even the words sometimes seem so flat. That when we discuss things, the words, the ideas, the thoughts are always in motion. So some of the old ways of linear, I talk about linear and nonlinear, Newtonian versus quantum. My understanding of the universe is so much more than one or two sentences I can say. And with humility, when I work with people that come to see me, you know, 50% of all lifelong mental health issues for children start before age 14 here on Earth, 75% before age 24. And I feel like there's such a complex reason why people feel unwell. And to me, it all goes back to energy. It all goes back to being present. And then if we're here in what I'd call the earth costume. So there's certain things we need to do, food, shelter, clothing. But the way I understand the universe is way more than this human understanding. So I have this concept as I'm practicing adult and child psychiatry, universe medicine, and you and I have had a show on my show called Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond. So at this humbled moment, I feel like I keep growing up. It's like you're growing up and learning how to be non-judgmental, but then you also realize humans make it so complex, and it's not that complex. So I don't know. I just am talking. I would love for you to just weigh in on some of those ideas.
Everything is simple. I say that as much as I can. People complicate things because they don't believe everything is simple. If it is so simple, it cannot work. It has to be complicated. Then you can try to figure it out and do something about it. And maybe it will work and maybe not. But when things are simple, they always work. Always in the best way for everyone and for everything. You mentioned neurostyle and beyond. Explain for my friends what that is, my friend.
So in the spirit of words, you can spell out neurostyle, N-E-U-R-O-S-T-Y-L-E, letters and words. But neurostyle, when I'm talking about it, I define neurostyle as all sentient beings process and perceive information in our own unique way. And we embrace our own neural stuff. We love ourselves and have self-awareness. We realize it's multidimensional. So in the costume of Doctor Meets Universe Medicine, the fabulous five are part of sensory perception: biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and sixth sense intuition. So we have like a scientific way of discussing things. Embrace your neural style. Five dimensions, and then the and beyond is keeping the open mind to all the unseen energy, all the things, the dreams we have, the energy we have, the experience we experiments, we're going to have the creativity. So when people are embracing their neurostyle and beyond, they're also being aware that they have their own unique view of the universe. And so it allows a place of non-judgment. When I see people, if they're having sad feelings, anxious, ADD, different things, when they come to see me, I help them conceptualize what would make them feel well again. So embrace your neurostyle and beyond is a very non-judgmental way of having someone look at their own feeling states. And also, it's a fun way to talk about who they are that comes from a place of like style. The word style implies neurostyle is very different than neurodiverse, neurotypical, neuronormal, because those are more linear judgment. Neurostyle has more of a hopeful feel, and that empowers people to interact and grow.
So basically, yes or no, you practice multidimensional medicine.
Yes.
Because people are multidimensional beings.
Yes. Can I give you an example?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I feel very, very fortunate that we talked earlier about being controlled. I feel so fortunate that I did go to medical school, but I'm not controlled because I'm blessed to, for 23 years now, work for myself. And the reason why that's good is that I've been able to interact with clients, and we just said multidimensional medicine. I've had a lot of people, we're in a new time in the last 10 years where people are talking about intuition more, different abilities, consciousness. But a lot of people, if they had clear knowing or dreams, or let's say, for example, someone was referred to me that has very high level psychic giftedness, and she helps solve crimes, and she has a lot of integrity. But 20 years ago, if she were to go see a psychiatrist and start talking about some of the ways she accesses sensory perception, she might have been labeled crazy. But I'm kind of known for the open-minded, multidimensional doctor who can bridge the ideas of you might have depression, sadness, ADD, or what looks like psychoses, but you also might be highly intuitive and at a different energy awareness. So one thing I feel super grateful for, Abram, is I'm able to use those scientific Western medicine skills to either prescribe no meds or the least amount of meds. But sometimes it's the little glue that helps someone to be able to access all their own dimensions. So it's not to medicate because someone's sick. It's to not use medicine or to use it sparingly and then bridge the dimensions, but empower someone to really be their own best friend. So I feel super grateful because if I was at a clinic in Western medicine, they want you still to write your patient notes to make everyone look super sick on paper. And then the only way the insurance companies will cover is it makes someone look like they're a train wreck. And to me, that doesn't promote wellness. And so I've got to be very mindful to keep staying in the way I'm practicing and just little by little infusing these great ideas, because a lot of times people are afraid of that kind of change. A lot of people in a more structured Western medicine environment would think it's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs if I was treating a gifted psychic that has ADD and trauma and understanding multiple dimensional healing, past lives, energy transference, the ability to access past, present, and future. Western medicine is very behind the times, but I've decided to still stay credentialed because I'm doing that plus more. So I feel like almost like humbled, but I still feel like we have to be careful because a lot of times the people that are in control of whether it's corporations or medicine, they don't like change and they're not ready for it.
If I were a doctor, I would tell my patients, the mind is the best medicine. So think about, and I mean think about, how you want your body and emotions to be. I would give them the opportunity to think about it before I would give them a medication to take.
1,000%.
Which is basically, yes, which is basically what you are doing more and more and more, and I commend you for doing that. This is a good way to be who, what, and why you are, my friend.
Thank you. One of the reasons why I'm so honored to be here with you, Abram, is that the way I understand the universe, number one, in a time off this show, you had told me that you and I had shared a lifetime together. Would you be able to tune into that and let people know what that sensory perception is that we have in common?
Basically, as and when I was a Mayan shaman, you were also. So that is the time and life that we had spent together, knowing each other, but just that, knowing each other and knowing of each other. It would take a lot of time to go into particulars about that lifetime. So maybe we can do that in another meeting. We will see.
Very good.
For now, go ahead, say it.
So I just wanted to say that's one of the reasons why I feel so fortunate to say embrace your neurostyle and beyond, because once we have our own unique awareness of the possibility of energies and other lifetimes, oftentimes if we can integrate clear knowings from other lifetimes, future lifetimes, to have our best now and our best health. And so the energy essence of you, Abram, and the trust and the work that you come through with Tom, I feel super humbled and grateful, because I feel like more of these discussions of energy, consciousness, and well-being with a very careful scientific method could help people to access their own spark, their own wellness, their own creativity, their own not sort of just believing what they see and thinking for themselves. So I just want to say I have a real humbled gratitude to be here with you today.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you and what you do and what you are all about also, my friend. It seems our time has come to a close. So how are you feeling?
Still grateful, still happy. And how about yourself? So, how are you feeling?
Still well. Will always be well because I choose to be well. And people need to choose things for their life, for their bodies, and about their reality more and more and more. People do have choice. They don't have to live their lives by what others tell them. So people can start thinking if they want to. I've enjoyed being with you. This has been fun for me, my friend. I love you. Enjoy your day. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you. Enjoy your day.